Bluebird enthusiasts here in the Chattanooga area have a few opportunities to, yes, flock to this weekend and beyond. Don Hazel of Crossville is president of the Tennessee Bluebird Society, and Allison Hoffman of Signal Mountain is co-manager of the Society's Tri-State Chapter. Don, Allison, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Ray.
Thank you for having us.
Tell us more about this gathering of bluebird enthusiasts.
Late summer of 2018, I met Don at a Master Gardeners program in Crossville, Tennessee, and we have become friends, and he has been encouraging me through these years to try to help him set up a local chapter of the Tennessee Bluebird Society, which its purpose is to help cavity nesting birds have good homes and protected homes and to monitor how they're doing.
Yeah, the Tennessee Bluebird Society's goal is to help native cavity nesting birds, of which primarily they're bluebirds, tree swallows, Carolina chickadees, and they're birds that they need a home. And the reason they do is because back around 1900, humans introduced house sparrows and starlings to the United States. And those two birds are non-natives, and they're very aggressive. They take over every available hole in a tree that they can find. And because of that, they're now the most populous birds in the U.S. And bluebirds have a hard time finding a place to build a nest. And they always build a nest in a hole in a tree or a hole in an old fence post or a bluebird box that we now use to put in yards. And if they can't find a place to nest, they just don't nest. So bluebird populations plummeted by up to 90% between 1900 and 1980, mainly because of house sparrows and starlings, non-native birds that just took over every available nesting site. And humans about that time figured out how to build bluebird boxes, give them a place to nest. And now the population is back to where it was over 100 years ago, up to about 20 million in the east of the United States. So the boxes that are a place for them to live is critical. And that's what the Tennessee Bluebird Society, the North American Bluebird Society, and the Tri-State Chapters, that's what they do. They give them a place to nest so the bluebirds can thrive again.
And that's why you'll be hosting a bluebird nesting demonstration this weekend at Reflection Riding.
Yes, we will. Reflection Riding is having their annual City Nature Challenge 2021. On Friday and Saturday of this coming weekend, they are going to be doing a variety of things. And at 2 o'clock on Saturday, our group, the Tri-State Bluebird Chapter, will be there. And Don will be there with all of his props and so forth. And he will actually construct a bluebird house and the necessary predator guard that goes along with the bluebird house.
We're going to demonstrate what a proper house looks like. And a good bluebird house is not one that is really tightly made with a perch out front. That's not good for bluebirds. It attracts house sparrows. So a proper bluebird box is a certain size, inch and a half hole, ventilation for the babies. We'll demonstrate all that. And then also, many people buy a bluebird box and they put it on a tree in their backyard. And that's absolutely the worst place you can put a bluebird box, because on a tree, all the predators that attack bluebirds can reach them. Raccoons, rat snakes, mice, ants, they can all go right up the tree and get in the box and kill the babies, eat the eggs. So a proper box would be on a pole with a predator guard to protect against those predators.
Beyond this weekend, you are planning bluebird box trails and parks and golf courses around Chattanooga?
Yes. And on Saturday, we will have information about all this. We will also have our enrollment forms that people can sign up and join our group. And what our group is doing is building houses, building the whole system. And then we're going to install them in various places around the community where we will have teams of monitors go on a weekly basis, continuing through August when the bluebirds have finished fledging their last little nest of babies. And the first one of these is planned for White Oak Park in Red Bank. And the second one is planned for Reflection Riding. And the second one actually is going to be installed. It will be the first one, I guess, that's going to be installed, because it's going to be installed on Sunday, May the 1st at 2 o'clock at Reflection Writing.
And if people want more information on all of this, where can they go online?
They can look at our Facebook page at Tri-State Bluebird Chapter of the Tennessee Bluebird Society. The Facebook page contains a link to our application. We will also have, well, it's a membership form. We will also have those available at our booth at Reflection Writing on Saturday at 2 o'clock.
All right. Allison, Don, thanks so much.
Thank you, Ray.
Thank you.